The first reading today, we hear about the fact that our Lord is the mediator of a new covenant. And St. Paul says that a death has taken place for deliverance of transgressions under the first covenant. So we have a new covenant. That's what we are all about. We are baptized into that new covenant. But when he talks about Jesus being the mediator of a new covenant, and that covenant ultimately took place on the cross, we have to even take it a step further than that. Jesus is the covenant. So he's the mediator of the covenant, but he is the covenant. That's the piece that is absolutely critical for us to understand. When we are baptized into the covenant, we're baptized into the person of Jesus Christ. And so we share in everything that is his. Now, in that covenant, St. Paul goes on to talk about how, because Jesus is our high priest, he had already established that a couple of chapters earlier, now he talks about how the high priest once a year would go into the Holy of Holies, and he would bring the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat to sprinkle those on the altar. He could only do that once a year. But remember that when Moses made the tent, the tabernacle, which became the temple, it was based on what he saw in a vision. God showed him the worship of heaven, and he was told to make a copy of what it was that he saw so that the Jewish people could participate in the proper worship. So if this is what's going to happen for eternity, they could imitate that even on earth. And that's exactly what they did. Now, what Moses saw in heaven was a lamb that was sacrificed. And that lamb was offered to God. And he was there before the throne. Well, we, of course, now have the ability to look backwards. And we know who the lamb is. And we know what it all means. So that's what St. Paul is talking about, that Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, into the actual sanctuary, into the Holy of Holies of heaven. And he says, not that he might appear to offer himself repeatedly as the high priest does, because the high priest doesn't have blood that is his own, he says. So Jesus offers his own blood, but we are told he doesn't have to do this repeatedly, because his sacrifice is once for all. Remember, as I've mentioned to you, that's not once for everyone, it's once for all time. That's the once for all, it's once for all time. Now, again, what people will look at is to say, but don't we offer the sacrifice of Jesus at Mass? Yes, we do. So isn't he being sacrificed again and again, repeatedly, like St. Paul said? No. At Mass, Jesus isn't being sacrificed again. He is being sacrificed still. There is one sacrifice for sin, one sacrifice for all time. And so we are not sacrificing Jesus again. He is offering his sacrifice still. That's the part we have to understand. It's not a separate sacrifice. He's not being sacrificed again. So when you're here at Mass, you are at Calvary. It is being offered mystically, so the way that this is being offered is different from the way it was offered 2,000 years ago when Jesus was on the cross. Then it was offered physically. Then his blood was being shed from his body. Now he is being offered mystically and sacramentally, so that his blood isn't being shed from his body, but when we have the Holy Eucharist, it is the whole person of Jesus. And so the sacrifice is being offered, not a different sacrifice, not being offered again, the same sacrifice being offered still. So if you look at it from an historical point of view and you ask yourself, if I could be anywhere at any time in history, the most blessed place to be would be at the foot of the cross. that's where you are right now. You're at Calvary. You are there with Jesus. He is being sacrificed, and you are the recipient of the grace of that sacrifice. So that's literally what we're doing here. But even there, unlike what the Jewish people were doing, they were imitating what was happening in heaven. That's the point St. Paul's making. This was a copy of what Moses saw. So they imitated the worship of heaven. You and I are not imitating the worship of heaven. We are participating in the worship of heaven. This is the Lamb who Moses saw. This is the Lamb who is sacrificed for the sins of the people. This is the one who is the covenant. And so everything that we are going to be doing for eternity in heaven, that is exactly what we're doing right here. So heaven comes to earth in the person of Jesus, in the action of his sacrifice, in what is going on at Holy Mass. So if we can begin to understand that, then we realize the importance of what is happening here and the great privilege that is ours to be a part of it. Because again, you realize this isn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago and wasn't that wonderful that Jesus did that for us? Yes, it was. But he continues to do it. And what a privilege we have to be a part of that. And if we can begin to understand that privilege and the love that our Lord has for us in doing this for us, in offering himself for us, and continuing that so that he will give himself to us in Holy Communion, not just that he sacrificed himself, which would have been way more than we ever could have asked for in the first place, but now that his love is so profound for us that he gives himself to us in Holy Communion, that is beyond anything that we can even begin to comprehend. That's the privilege that is ours to be here. And so obviously you wouldn't be here for daily Mass if you didn't recognize that to some degree. But understand, because it's the Lord, because he is infinite, we can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this mystery. And that's what he's inviting us to do. So even just beginning to understand it from a theological point of view, this is what heaven is going to be. This is what Moses saw. And so obviously we're not yet in heaven. But because God loves us so much, he has brought heaven to us. A slice of heaven, obviously not the fullness of heaven, just a slice of it. So that we can already participate in the worship of heaven, in the life of heaven. That's what he is doing for us right now. And we can now, we can understand that, we can open our hearts, we can allow that to affect us more and more profoundly. And we then have the privilege of entering more and more deeply into the mystery, into the very person of Jesus Christ, truly present in the Eucharist, offered for us on the altar, and the prefiguration of what is going to be for all eternity.